From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington. Pakistani authorities say at least 40 people were killed and nearly 50 others wounded in a powerful bomb attack at a minority Shiite mosque in Sindh province during Friday prayers. The bombing occurred in Lakhdar area of Sharkapur, which is around 470 kilometers north of Karachi. Several of those wounded were said to be in critical condition, and the death toll is expected to rise. The blast is the latest in a rising tide of sectarian violence in Pakistan. Meanwhile, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. The families of a Japanese journalist and a Jordanian pilot continue to await word on their fate as yet another deadline for possible prisoner swap passed, with no further word from the Islamic State group holding the men hostage. An audio message reportedly from the journalist Kenji Goto said the pilot would be killed immediately unless Jordan released by sunset Thursday an Iraqi woman on death row in Jordan for her role in a deadly bombing in Amman nearly 10 years ago. This is Yoshihide Suga, Japan's chief cabinet secretary, in a press conference Friday. He says that they've been receiving various one-sided messages from the Islamic State group, including the 72-hour deadline, but that they will maintain their basic stance and not yield to terrorism. More on that story at voanews.com. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants have killed a senior Kurdish commander and at least five Kurdish fighters. Authorities say Brigadier General Shirko Fateh and the fighters were killed Friday in clashes with insurgents near Kirkuk. The French news agency is reporting that 46 people were wounded in those skirmishes. You're listening to VOA News. Three U.S. defense contractors helping train Afghan Air Force personnel were gunned down at the Kabul airport in what military sources say was an insider attack. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the killings Thursday night. A spokesman for the insurgent group said a Taliban infiltrator working inside Kabul airport carried out the assault and was killed in return fire. At least 12 people have died in eastern Ukraine within the past day in clashes between Ukrainian troops and pro-Russia separatists. Local officials said at least seven civilians were among the victims of Friday's violence. It comes in the latest in the month of clashes after a ceasefire ruptured at the beginning of the year. The latest clashes have centered on a town which is a rail junction that connects the regional centers of Luhansk and Donetsk. Officials in Moscow say Kim Jong-un will attend celebrations in Russia in May, marking the Soviet victory over Germany in World War II. VOA's Brian Patton reports that the decision by the North Korean leader to go to Russia before visiting his chief ally China could indicate a breach in the Sino-Korean relationship.
The news that Kim Jong-un has confirmed his attendance for the celebration in May, marking the end of the Second World War, came from the office of the Kremlin's presidential spokesman. No official announcement has come from Pyongyang about the trip. Mr. Kim has not made any overseas trips since coming to power in North Korea in late 2011, when he succeeded his father Kim Jong-il, who died suddenly. Pyongyang's relations with Beijing have been strained since Mr. Kim took over, especially since 2013, when North Korea defied international warnings and UN sanctions to conduct a third nuclear test. Both China and Russia supported UN sanctions on the North for its nuclear and missile tests. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
The African Union Friday endorsed plans for a regional force of 7,500 troops to fight the militant group Boko Haram. Word of the endorsement came as the AU opened its annual summit in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa. AU Peace and Security Council commissioner said that the plan will be submitted to the United Nations Security Council. Meanwhile, African leaders elected Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe as the AU's new chairman. The Islamic State group's affiliate in Egypt says it's responsible for a series of attacks on security personnel in the Sinai Peninsula Thursday. They killed at least 26 people. The province of Sinai claimed responsibility for the multiple assaults that took place within hours of each other. Officials say insurgents' weapons were aimed at a military base and a hotel where police and military officers live. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.